Well, we hear a lot of talk about medical marijuana right around the corner. Some of the dispensaries, the cultivating centers, of course, are going. The dispensaries might be going in the near future. Jay Cook is with us. He is with the Health Central Director of Outreach and Education about medical marijuana. Give me an update. What's going on here in Springfield?
Well, right now we're trying to get the construction finished on our dispensary. We're down at 628 East Adams. Mm-hmm. Our website is up and running. It's mynewmeds.com. Been working with the LRS group on that, and they've been doing a great job for our website. Right now we're concentrating on getting out to the public, getting out to physicians, making sure that they're educated and know what they're certifying for their patients.
You folks have a date you hope to be open down there?
We hope to be open on the 18th of December. We're waiting on the state to come, and after we get our construction ready, they're going to come and certify us, and hopefully we pass all the checks and balances.
Jay Cook, have you already gone to the cultivating centers and know exactly what they have, and have you decided which? Are they limited geographically as to who you must buy from?
No, we can purchase any product from any cultivation center in Illinois. It has to be in Illinois. We're waiting to get our agent cards before we can tour the facilities, but we have been in contact with them. We know what products they have, and we've been making the adjustments to make sure we have the right product for the right patient.
How many different products are there? Now, you're talking to somebody who doesn't have a clue. I missed
sure.
this completely. my students in high school didn't, obviously, and probably even people closer than that didn't either. But how many different varieties are there, and what are you folks going to offer?
Well, we're going to look at carrying about 12 different strains of cannabis, and we do refer to it as cannabis, not
okay.
marijuana.
Sure.
Cannabis is a drug. It's new medication. We're learning so much more about the science of cannabis and what it can do for the patients and the different aspects. If you have different conditions, the cannabis affects you differently. So that's what we're trying to educate to our physicians and to our patients.
Jay Cook, at the moment, are there 3,000 people who are eligible to purchase in Illinois? Is that right?
There's a little over 3,300 people that have their medical card, and dispensary started selling this week, which was a big milestone for our industry. And we found out the other day that about 1,500 of those patients have purchased product. Some of the dispensaries are running out of product, which tells us that there is a need, and people are seeking that.
If, in fact, Springfield, someone has a card for it, and let's say the closest one presently operating is Canton, Illinois, and I'm mm-hmm. not sure that's right. If they go to Canton and purchase, mm-hmm. are they locked into Canton forever, or can they then come to your place in downtown Springfield?
Well, it started out where they're going to be locked into their dispensaries, but now that we found out more information, that they can switch dispensaries at their will without any cost to the patient.
All right. What does a patient have to go through to get a card from their physician?
Well, first of all, they can go to our website, mynewmeds.com. There's instructions there that they can there are application forms on there. They can contact us. Once we open, they can come down to our facility. We'll help them with the application process. They need to get their pictures taken. They need to get their fingerprints completed and then turned in the state. They also have to talk to their physician. The physician has to fill out their certification form and send that into the state as well.
4 or 5 years ago in California, and I saw there would be a doctor's office and right next door the dispensary.
Mm-hmm.
Could we get to that point in Illinois?
I don't think so. The state of Illinois has done a great job about not making the same mistakes that other places have done in the country. They're very stringent on their rules. It's not like we're going to have a doctor on board that we're going to send patients to. That's not how we're going to operate in Illinois. The patients are going to have to go to their physician, their family physician. They have to be an established patient of that physician and talk to them. And the physician has the ultimate say on how they're going to certify their patient.
Jay Cook is with us. He's the Health Central Director of Outreach and Education for Cannabis in the state of Illinois. And represents 620 East Adams, a dispensary that will be open sometime, they hope, by the middle of December. What type of education do you need to do with the doctors? Some doctors are going to willingly and openly say they're not comfortable with
sure.
what they know.
Mm-hmm. We're not getting that a lot because it's so new. But doctors need to be educated because they want to make the right decisions. If they have the education, then they'll make the right decisions. So on Tuesday night, we're inviting area physicians to come out to our dispensary right next door. We have a location that we're going to have some appetizers, some refreshments, and we're going to have a PowerPoint presentation. We're going to go through the science of cannabis, how it affects the body, and hopefully we can help them make the educated decision for their what's best for their patient.
Have some of the physicians already signed up? Do they need to register? Do they need to reserve a spot, or can they just attend?
You know, it's an open-door policy for physicians, but definitely we would love to hear from them. They can contact us directly on our website, mynewmeds.com, or they can call me directly at 217-588-9962.
Remind me of the website one more time.
MyNewMeds.com.
Now, that's for doctors, or can the general public
go there
also?
General public can go to our website. There's plenty of information there. There's links to different conditions and how they can kind of check what their conditions are, and if they have any questions, they can contact us on that website directly.
Physicians might be reluctant to get on board with the program?
Well, I think physicians might be reluctant because they don't want to be flooded with that recreational user.
Okay.
Okay. They want to make sure that they're certifying the right patient under the rules of Illinois. They don't want to get in trouble just like anybody else. So that might be part of their reluctancy. They also might just not know what cannabis will do for their patient. They might just say, well, you know, that's just another avenue for them not to. The stigma of marijuana is so strong, and yeah, we're fighting that every day.
Sure, absolutely.
So we want to make sure that they know that cannabis is a new medicine. There's different avenues. They don't have to smoke it, so they don't have to worry about the, you know, causing bronchitis in their lungs. We have vaporizers. We will have oils. We'll have eventually we'll have transdermal patches, so they won't have that psychoactive effect. It's just going to affect their body themselves. And that's something that we need to really get out to the public and to the physicians.
Jay Cook, forget about, if you can, separate yourself from the business aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you work for this company, and I understand that, and so on and so forth. Do you think this is a positive for the general public and the people of Illinois?
Sam, I have been a nurse for 24 years.
Okay.
I have walked through the halls of the hospital. I have seen those patients suffering in the rooms, and I did not get into this business because I was going to make more money. I was very comfortable in my past life. I worked really hard. And after looking at the science of cannabis and how it is affecting the young kids with epilepsy, we're stopping their seizures. There's been studies throughout the world. There's 30,000 studies out there. And there are people that are getting relief from cannabis. And that is my biggest thing that I got on board with this. I started doing the research myself, and I realized that I could help this community that I was raised and I've lived, and I have been a nurse in this area for a long time. And I wanted to bring that to the patients that are suffering here in Central Illinois.
Let's remind everybody, 620 East Adams, next Tuesday, November 17th, 6:30. What's it all about? How can doctors or physicians become involved?
Doctors can call me directly at 217-588-9962, or can show up right at the door. We're going to have an open-door policy for our physicians. We'll want to get them registered so we can follow up with them and make sure they have the education materials that they need to make the right decisions for their patients.
Jay Cook, thanks for stopping by
and
telling us what's going on.
Appreciate it.